Well, we were hoping for a low-pressure situation tonight. It is high pressure. 8 minutes to go. Warsaw with the lead 35-34 as we head to the final 8 minutes of play against an Elkhart team that started the year 0-13, won their first game on Tuesday, and then lost to Jimtown last night. Let's see if the Tigers can get this done and play better in the fourth quarter. Willis, right side to Harris off a screen. And he throws down into Morris. Morris lobs back out to the near sideline to Newburn. Now to Willis near the center circle. He has not tried to drive against Gould lately. Left side for Newburn. He'll dribble out. Ball knocked away by Sullivan. It hit a foot, and Cochran saves it in. That's a pretty heads-up play. Morris, now to Willis for a long three. It's good. He's got 2 3-pointers. He hit 9 through 15 games. Elkhart leads 37-35. On the handoff, Sullivan at the free throw line. Back to the right for Berger. Again, Bricker and Finlinson both on the bench to start the fourth. Sullivan to Gould outside the arc. Picks up his dribble. Needs help against Willis. Throws it out to Berger. And a whistle. Timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout Tigers, 6:58 left to go, fourth quarter. Elkhart 37, Warsaw 35. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, however you are listening. Some of you are watching and listening. It's great to have you along here on the Tiger Broadcast Network and the Tiger Sports Network on News Now Warsaw. Jaeger back in the game for the Tigers. And right away, we notice that he's got Newburn on him. And Newburn's trying to figure out how to keep him from getting the ball. They'll lob it in the backcourt to Gould. And Gould will bring it up. Near side of the center circle. Off a double screen at the top. But Gould did not try to rub off of it. Out top, Sullivan. Sullivan backs his way in the lane. Stripped away, but right to Martin, who shot a reverse layup and missed it. And it's grabbed by Harris, and he takes off. Running down the right side of the lane to the basket, and he's fouled by Berger. Martin was off balance. It wasn't a great opportunity for a reverse layup. Berger with the foul. That's his third. More free throws for Elkhart. Harris with 4 points. He's one of their best free throw shooters at 72%. And are they looking for a towel? They're looking for something. Yep, they got a wet spot down there on the floor, and they're going to try to wipe it up. As a matter of fact, it's good they didn't have a lot of moisture there because the towel they gave him is about the size of a bathroom hand rag. Not much. Harris to shoot. His team leads by 2 with 6:38 left to go. Free throw up and good. For a team that shoots 53%, they've done pretty well at the free throw line tonight. 3-point Elkhart lead. One more coming up for the senior. It's up. It's good, too. The Tigers find themselves down by 4, 39-35 to a 1-win Elkhart team with 6.5 minutes left. And Bricker and Finlinson on the bench. Martin, left wing, drives in the lane against Morris, who's playing with 4 fouls, a whistle. Oh, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Martin on the drive. That's 2 this weekend that Brant got that were clearly blocking fouls. And now the Tigers find themselves in a bit of a mess. Down by 4, to Elkhart, and the Lions have the ball with 6:20 left. What a win this would be for Will Cody's team if they could come down here and win this game on the road. Willis picks up his dribble, jumps a pass cross-court to Cochran, down to the wing for Newburn. He's guarded by Sullivan. Outside the lane, Cochran stumbles the ball, fell down with it. It's rolling around. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Warsaw ball. Cochran had it run right down the front of him. He kicked it to the sideline, then dove for it, but he was laying out of bounds. And so Warsaw gets the ball back after an Elkhart turnover. Berger out, Trey Davis in. So it's Davis, Gould, Martin, Jaeger, and Sullivan. Gould across the timeline, far side of the center circle. Out to Jaeger. Jaeger one dribble, and he threw the ball out of bounds. Yeager was trying to throw the ball to Martin. Martin cut to the basket. Yeager threw it out wide. And Elkhart has the ball back, leading 39-35 with 5:51 left to go. In the backcourt, Willis, one-on-one against Gould. Now he'll take it to the line and get it across fairly easily. Carson didn't put up much resistance. Right side to Newbern. Newbern against Sullivan. Out to Morris, who's been playing with four fouls for quite a while. Morris ran into Gould, and we could have had a foul either way there. What we get is a timeout. And the Lions take it with 5:27 left to go in the fourth. It's a full timeout with Elkhart leading 39-35. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 5:27 left. Elkhart has the ball, leading in Warsaw, 39-35. Elkhart playing their third game of the week, trying to get their second win out of three, which would be their only two wins of the season to this point. Morris throws it into the backcourt for Newbern. Across the line goes Willis, one-on-one against Carson Gould. Dribbles left. They run push down. They threw a backdoor pass caught by Newbern. Now he'll throw it back out to Willis. Willis behind the back dribble into the lane. Stumbles across from right to left. Picks up his dribble and underhands it back out to Morris. And again, Will Cody is trying to spread the floor here on the Tigers. Not necessarily trying to hold the ball, but trying to get some time run off and trying to spread the Tigers out. They do. Willis drives down. He's fouled by Carson Gould. And this will be Carson's fourth with 4:56 left. Non-shooting foul, out of bounds. Elkhart for the game has been called for 11 fouls, four each for McCoy and Morris. On the inbounds, Gould knocks it away and stole it. Gould stole the inbounds pass to Willis. Gould races down the middle of the floor, kicks it near side, Sullivan up the baseline, throws it out to top of the top, Gould to the elbow. Oh, he double flinched. He thought he was going to get his shot blocked, and the ball is taken away, and then Carson Gould stole it back, lobs it down the court. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved in, and it's going to be out of bounds to Elkhart. Let me try to summarize as best I can. It's kind of crazy to try to keep up with it. Carson Gould stole the ball at one end, was going to shoot it from the elbow, changed his mind in midair, tried to pass it. It was deflected and taken away by Elkhart. And Warsaw got it back and was unable to convert. And the Lions have the ball back again, up by four. Morris across the top from left to right. Now coming back this way is Newbern, guarded by Sullivan. Hands off on the weave to Harris against Davis. Ball knocked out of his hands. He keeps dribbling. Now he'll drive right. Ball knocked away from him. He got it back again. Harris, right corner against Davis. Up the baseline. Forced up an eight-footer. No good. Got his own rebound. Tigers just standing there. Nobody blocked out. Morris, left side to Newbern. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Elkhart, 39. Warsaw, 35. Morris drives down the lane. A whistle and a foul called. Sullivan's going to get the foul, I think. That's Drew's first. And it's a non-shooting foul. That's four against Warsaw here in the fourth quarter. Out of bounds to the Lions. Newbern to play it in. All his teammates gathered right in front of the bench. They're trying to get the ball to Cochran for a three. They'll lob it out top. It's tipped by Gould and grabbed by Willis. Willis drives right. A hop, a skip, and a jump down the lane. He banks it up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Grabbed by Trey Davis. Trey gets knocked around from behind. And a whistle and timeout called. Oh, my. Steve Skiles is telling Will Cody he was dribbling, which means he was in control of the ball, which means Warsaw can call timeout, and that's what they did. It's a full timeout with 3:43 left. Elkhart leads 39-35. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Tiger Den. 39-35 Elkhart. Warsaw ball. Still no Bricker, still no Finlinson. We may not see them again the rest of the game. Out top, Carson Gould. Right down into Yeager, who checked back in during the timeout. He'll muscle it up and score. Yeager with nine all since halftime. Warsaw 39-37 trailers. 3:30 left to go. Across the line, Cochran's got it out by the scorer's table. Pressured by Martin. Cochran down to the wing for Newbern. He'll dribble out against Sullivan. Sullivan pressures him there. Newbern dribbles by him, and a foul is going to be called against Drew. His second, that's five team fouls for Warsaw. So the bonus goes into effect, and Newbern goes to the free throw line to shoot. According to the stats that I have, Newbern has not attempted a free throw yet this season. Again, they play a lot of guys, so if things go wrong with one guy, they'll plug other guys in until they try to find somebody that works. Newbern has the ball, takes a long time to shoot, puts the first one up. It's no good. Newbern, a sophomore. Their rosters don't have heights. I'm going to guess he's somewhere around 6'1". Newbern takes a walk. Trying to put his team up by three with 3:15 left. Student section trying to cheer their team back into this thing. Newbern shoots the second. It's no good. Davis the rebound. Elkhart did not populate the lane during those free throws. Carson Gould out top. Blocking foul called against Willis. Bronx cheer from the Warsaw fans who see the number on the board at zero through the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. And it's out of bounds to the Tigers. Elkhart still only with one, so they could be very aggressive here. Trey Davis into the backcourt to Carson Gould. Carson into the center circle. Now drives it in the lane. Pull up, 8-footer is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Morris for Elkhart. He's surrounded in the backcourt. He almost fell down with it. He threw the ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. Morris was falling backwards, threw it back to where his teammate had been, and nobody was there except the managers at the end of the Warsaw bench. And so the Tigers, down by two, have the ball. Out to Carson Gould between the circles, right side to Sullivan in the corner to Martin. Up the baseline around Morris to the basket. Undercut and a whistle and a foul call. I didn't think they were going to call that one either. That's on Newbern. That's his second. Martin to the free throw line with a chance to tie the game here this trip. Brand at the free throw line, 2 for 2 for the season, 69% coming to the weekend. He was 1 for 2 last night. And he gets the ball from Steve Skiles and shoots it up there right-handed and puts it through. His average a little under 14. He's at 14. Scoring has been a little rough for Brandt here lately. To tie the game, it's good. 15 points, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. Our fifth tie comes at 39-39. Just another classic old Warsaw-Elkhart game, right? This is how Warsaw and Elkhart play. Regardless of the records, they play tight and down to the wire. 2:40 left, clock running. Willis, worked on by Gould, drives left, ran over Berger, whistle, blocking foul called against the Tigers. Berger called for the foul. That's his fourth. He becomes the first Tiger. Nope, the second Tiger with four. Gould also playing out there with four fouls. Willis to the free throw line. Not the guy you want up there if you're the Tigers. He's having quite the night. Willis to shoot two. Looking for his 19th point. It's up. It is good. A guy that shoots 51% from the free throw line is 5 out of 5 in this game. And now he shoots for 20 points. His average is 6. Free throw up, short, rebound to the Tigers. He finally missed. Davis the rebound, Gould in transition. Out to Sullivan, out to Carson Gould. 2.5 minutes to go, Warsaw down by 1. Near sideline, Sullivan. Martin trying to get open in the corner. Out to Berger. Berger drives down the side of the lane to the basket, and he missed it. Rebound tipped in. Martin tips it in. He came crashing in for the left to score. Warsaw has taken the lead, 41-40. Timeout, Warsaw. 2:13 left to go here in the game. 41-40, Warsaw. Back in 30 on News Now, Warsaw. 41-40, Tigers by 1. 2:13 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Warsaw has one full timeout left. Elkhart has one full timeout left. The possession error belongs to Warsaw on the next held ball if there is one. Maybe the biggest number up on the board other than the scores, the team fouls. Warsaw with 5, Elkhart with 2. Morris is out there. You got to give that guy a lot of credit. He's been foul trouble this whole night. And with 4 fouls, a minute and a half into the third quarter, his coach left him out there, and he's still playing. Willis across the line against full court pressure. It was light pressure, to say the least. Now off a high screen at the top. Willis, top of the circle, crosses over left and right, behind the back, into the lane, throws it back out. Newbern looked like he was going to shoot, but he was about 30 out on the left, and that's not his thing. Off a screen, Willis for 3, banked it, no good. Sullivan, the rebound for Warsaw. So the Tigers get the lead and a stop. Sullivan racing down the middle of the floor, dumps it underneath to Jaeger, who lost the ball out of his hands and out of bounds to Elkhart. 1:40 left. Harris throws it in. Willis. Warsaw backs out of their full court pressure. We still have not seen Finlinson or Bricker here in the fourth quarter. Willis, shot blocked. Carson Gould into the corner, grabbed by Newbern. He'll throw it blindly out to Morris. And timeout. Timeout, Elkhart. That's their last timeout. We will take it. 1:26 to go. Warsaw leads 41-40. Elkhart ball when we come back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Timeout, Elkhart. They are out. Warsaw still has one full to use. Again, the possession error belongs to Warsaw in the next alternating possession. Again, the team fouls. Elkhart can be aggressive. They only have 2 team fouls this quarter. Warsaw has been called for 5. Same 5 that were out there back in there. That's Martin, Gould, Davis, Sullivan, and Jaeger. As Elkhart gets ready to play the ball in front of their coaches on the far end of the court, on the far side of the court, down in the northeast corner. There'll be Newbern to throw it in. Trey Davis in front of him. All the other players over on the other side. And they look, and they get it into Cochran in the center circle. Right side for Willis. Willis one-on-one against Gould. 1:18 to play, fourth quarter. Warsaw leads 41-40. Newbern backs it out. Hands back to Willis. And now they tell everybody to clear out. Willis one-on-one against Gould. Remember, Carson's got 4 fouls. Right side to Morris. Down to the corner, Newbern. 1 minute left to play in the game. Morris picks up his dribble against Sullivan. Bounces it to Willis on the near side of the center circle. 53 seconds left. Now Willis wants to clear out and take Carson Gould. Starts the middle. Now to the baseline. Back out top. Cochran's got it. Cochran picks up his dribble against Martin. Slips it out to Newbern. 40 seconds left. Again, Elkhart does not have a timeout. Newbern takes it down the baseline. Forces up a wild shot. It's an air ball. An air ball. What a crazy shot to take. Falling away with a man in his face. Davis the rebound. Carson Gould across the line. And a whistle and a foul called. Newbern picks up his 3rd foul. That's the team's 3rd of the quarter. Now can Warsaw handle this? Not exactly the same situation as last night, but pretty close. Gould to throw it in. Meidenberger's coming in for ball handling. But again, if they foul him, he's only 2 out of 6 at the free throw line this season. And Matt Moore making a point with Finlinson and Bricker. They are not going to play the rest of this game. Gould to throw it in right in front of the Warsaw coaches. And looking, and they bounce it into Brant Martin. Warsaw by 1, 20 seconds left. Elkhart not fouling. Martin out to Berger, 17 seconds, 6. How long do they wait? Berger starts in. Here comes a double team. Cross-court pass underneath to Martin. Puts it up and in! And a foul! Martin scores, and he got hammered from behind. What a pass by Berger. That's a 40-foot pass. Martin wasn't sure if he could should shoot or not, and he put it in. And Warsaw leads 43-40. And Martin, just like he did last night, with a free throw that could put the Tigers up by 4 in the game's closing seconds. Jaeger out. Trey Davis back in for defense. 10 seconds left. Martin looking for his 20th point. It's up. It's no good. Elkhart still has time and a chance. Harris across the line through the center circle. Dribbles right. Hands off to Newbern. Back to Willis. 3 seconds, two. Lost the ball! Lost the ball! Take it away! Tigers win! The Tigers win! Berger stole the ball. Willis trying to get off a shot. Ran out of time. And it's over, and Warsaw wins. Warsaw wins 43-40. Here in the Tiger Den. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Well, as you can hear, my voice gave everything it had this weekend, and it is just about ready to quit. Warsaw 43, Elkhart 40, another heart stopper. That's another win for Warsaw by 5 points or less. That's two this weekend, two wins by a total of 4 points. Elkhart. Another tough luck loss for the Lions. Now 1-15 on the season, and they finish up this way. Frank Willis played the game of his life tonight. He was averaging 6 points a game. He finishes with 19 points tonight. Trenton Harris with six. Will Cochran off the bench, 7 points. DeMario McCoy with three, and Tamari Morris finished with five. For Warsaw, who's 11-3 on the season, Trey Davis, two. Luke Bricker, 9, all in the first half. Drew Sullivan with 2. Robbie Finlinson with 2. Luke Yeager with 9 points. And Brant Martin was the scoring hero for the Tigers. He finished with 19 points, including 6 in the final quarter. Warsaw led it after 1, 14-11. But Elkhart took the lead with a 17-11 second quarter and was up 28-25 at halftime. Warsaw back to the lead after 3, 35-34 after outscoring Elkhart 10-6 in the fourth. The Tigers score 8 in the fourth. The Lions 6, and Warsaw wins it 43-40. We had 5 ties at 2, 14, 28, 34, and 39, and we had 6 lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 43-27 with the victory. The junior varsity team on the season is now 9-4, and they are 4-1 in the conference. Of course, the non-conference game tonight. Tristan Wilson had 12, Parker Justice 8 points and 6 rebounds. Again, the varsity final, Warsaw 43, Elkhart 40. Final stats are coming next on News Now Warsaw. Well, it's a boys' basketball game, so of course it has to be a heart stopper. Warsaw 43, Elkhart 40. Here are the final stats for you, brought to you by Alder for Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For Elkhart, 13 of 39 from the field, that's 33%. They were 3 of 9 from three-point range and 11 out of 17 from the free throw line, which doesn't sound great, and it's really not. However, that's better than their season average. Warsaw, 15 of 38 from the field, just 39%. 4 of 13 from three-point range, 9 out of 12 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 28 to 20. The Lions had 9 offensive rebounds. Warsaw had 11. The Tigers finished with 14 turnovers. Elkhart with 12. Points off turnovers, Elkhart 15, Warsaw 9. Second chance points, the Lions with 8 and the Tigers with 7. Points off the bench, Elkhart with 13, Warsaw with 4. The Tigers played to a .97 and Elkhart to a .83 points per possession. Brant Martin, 6 out of 11 for the field, 2 of 5 from the arc, 5 of 7 at the free throw line for his 19 points, to go along with 7 rebounds and a steal. Also for the Tigers tonight, you had Luke Bricker, 3 out of 9 from the field, hit a couple 3-pointers, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. He finished with 9 points, 1 rebound, but he only played 16 minutes. He and Finlinson did not play much at all in the second half, and specifically, I don't think either one of them played at all in the fourth quarter. Finlinson finished with 17 minutes played and just 2 points on 1-of-5 shooting with 3 rebounds and an assist. In the end, it all washes out into a W for the team from Warsaw. 43-40, the Tigers beat Elkhart. The final stats have been brought to you by Oldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldiferbergen.com. We will get you the play of the game, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to Matt Moore next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back at the Tiger Den, where Warsaw has beaten Elkhart tonight 43-40. And just another close basketball game for the Warsaw boys basketball squad. This is the 10th game in 14 that have been decided by 10 points or less. Warsaw is 8-2 in those. It's the ninth time that a game has been decided by 5 points or less, which that's like 2 years worth. And Warsaw has done that in a little over half a season. Warsaw is 7-2 in those close games. Tonight may be the biggest Houdini act of all, because it sure felt like Elkhart had all the momentum. They'd made the big plays. They out-hustled Warsaw to the ball a lot. And with two of Warsaw's best shooters on the bench, Warsaw pulled it out, 43-40. It's time for the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now at Stonehenge. The play of the game is in a key moment in the game. In the fourth quarter, Warsaw is trailing. They get the ball down inside. A shot is taken from the right side of the basket. It comes off the left side, which is the side that I'm sitting on. And I see Brant Martin come flying in from the left wing out of the corner of my eye. Nobody got in his way. And he went right to the basket, grabbed it in midair, and tipped it in to give Warsaw the lead. And they would hold on to win 43-40. So Brant Martin's tip-in in the game's closing minutes is the play of the game. Brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll come back with more next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman joined by Coach Matt Moore after a 43-40 win here in the Tiger Den over Elkhart. That's a congratulations on another win in which your kids had to scrap it out in the final 3 or 4 minutes to get it done.
Yeah, really proud of the group that finished that fourth quarter. I thought their, you know, ability to just stay connected and, you know, find ways to make plays. You got to do that. I told them in that last time out, I said, they've been in 15 games, most of which didn't turn out well for them. We've been in 13 games, most of well at this point have turned out well. So just stay believing and find a way to make a play. And Maiden makes a great play down the stretch here to push it up. But, you know, again, I think Carson is the straw that stirs the drink for us, just making plays to keep things alive for us. And obviously Luke and Robbie didn't meet my expectation with what I needed from them. And so we went to our bench, and I thought our bench responded well.
This is, you said in the pregame show, that this is a game where we need to get ahead and kind of take their motivation away, right? Kind of cut their legs out from underneath them. When that didn't happen early in the game, you could see in their eyes, hey, you know what? We can play with these guys. And the longer the game went, the more dangerous they got.
Yeah, and you know what? It's hard to watch them play and think, man, they've lost 15 games.
Yeah.
Like they're good. Like, they really are. They have good pieces. And they believe. I mean, you can still feel their spirit is still kicking high. But, you know, I don't know if it's just the back-to-backs. Obviously, we didn't shoot it well. I think they had a large part to do with that. And I think, you know, last night in a game where certain guys don't get opportunities to score, even though we win, sometimes you come out and you chase numbers, and that's not something we can do. We got to take shots. We need our guys to take shots. But at the bottom line is you have to defend. And we have to – that's the one area that we think that, you know, with the time we have left, we can close that gap with Concord and Penn and Northridge, is we've got to get better defensively in man-to-man. And, you know, I let Carson pick our lineup to start the second half, and he picked the guys he thought he could go out there and win the game with, and we did.
That's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask that next, that what about that group did you like? Well, what you liked was that, because that's what Carson picked. So what was it about those five that made the difference then?
I think sometimes, you know, in Trey's instance, like, you don't know what it is specifically that he brings. Obviously, you look and you go, well, he didn't shoot it well. But he just ends up, he's around the basketball. And I think that's something for him tonight with 8 rebounds, does a great job in 16 minutes of just being around the basketball. And then, you know, Drew's toughness and Maiden's, you know, athleticism and Jaeger's physicality and Brant's ability to rebound. And tonight he hit shots, which was great. I think also you got to play with guys you trust, right? And I think not that our guys don't trust each other. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I think I'm not trying to make Carson make tough decisions, but I trust Carson. And whoever he feels like he can go win games with, we're going to let him pick that. And that was the group we rolled with in the second half.
So you get another win, another close win. Your guys continue to win these close games. And now you got a shortened week by a day. You got to go to the Cave and take on a Mishawaka team that won last night, beat Goshen in a fairly close game, and refocus on the NLC.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short week. Obviously, we're winning games, which does matter. But I think it's, you know, it's now February coming up, and we've got to shift our focus on, you know, how can we continue to improve the areas we need to improve while not running our bodies into the ground, right? So practices get shorter. We dial in on the areas that we have to find improvement on, obviously against traps and pressure like that. But with two road games coming up against Mishawaka and Chesterton, there's not a lot of time to relax because there's big tests in front of us.
Okay. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, sir.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers after a 43-40 win over Elkhart. And just think about this. Elkhart is going to be the weakest team in the sectional, and they took Warsaw to the final 30 seconds of the game here tonight. And that's what it's going to be for three nights at Northside Gym at the end of February and the 1st of March. That's going to do it for us tonight. What a busy weekend it was. It was a profitable weekend win-wise for the Tiger boys basketball team as they get two wins. The JV also won twice. They're on a little bit of a winning streak here, so that's good news. Next week, focus is on girls sectional. Warsaw opens up the girls sectional at Northridge against Northridge Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Our airtime is 5:40 on Newstyle Warsaw. And then if the girls win, they play Friday, and they would play Elkhart on Friday, the team that knocked them out last year. So we'll be on the air with that if Warsaw is playing, starting at 5:40 on Newstyle Warsaw. And if they win on Friday, then we'll be there for them on Saturday as well, starting at 5:40 for the 6 o'clock championship game against whoever comes out of the bottom bracket, which is Penn, Goshen, and Concord. Now, the boys play on Thursday at the Cave. We're looking forward to being up there. It's the 100th anniversary of the Cave, so we get to participate in some of that prestige. That's pretty cool. So we'll be on the air at 6:10 for JV coverage, starting at 6:15 on Newsnow Warsaw. From that unique vantage point, up in the crow's nest, looking down on the court. And then if the girls are in the championship on Saturday night next weekend, we will not be able to go with the boys to Chesterton. If the girls are not in the championship, then we will definitely have the broadcast of the JV and varsity next Saturday afternoon for a 1 o'clock JV start Eastern time here on News Now Warsaw. We will see you on Tuesday for sure. That's all I know, and we'll just go from there. For Steve Scott back at the station, I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I'm sorry for my voice. I don't know. Hopefully, over the next 3 days, it will get better, because I can't imagine if things go great next week. I don't know how I'm going to be by Saturday, but hopefully there'll be a lot of things to be excited about all next week. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Final score tonight, Warsaw 43, Elkhart 40. Dave Ramsey, and then Coast to Coast next. Good night.